good to be out there today in the muggy weather. I think they were a little heavy-legged. I asked a couple of guys during practice, and I think they were, which is about normal for this time of training camp. If we can get over the hump and get those legs back, we'll be okay. But with that, I'll just open it up.
Steve, this offseason, you mentioned how you wanted Landon Collins to get even better than he was last season.
Yeah.
Do you think he's gotten better during this process?
Well, I will tell you this. He works at getting better every day. Landon's come a long way from being a rookie. He'll do all the little things. He'll look for areas to do extra work. He'll condition extra. He gets extra ball drills. He's in there watching. I mean, he does all the extras, and that's the beginning of trying to go from good to great. And so hopefully his goal will come to fruition.
Can you talk about the two rookie linebackers you have, Munson and Graham?
Yeah, Curtis and Calvin. I think both those guys are doing a really good job. I'll tell you this about Calvin. Really impressed with the command he has in the huddle for a rookie free agent just walking in there. And I always look at those guys. I mentioned this about Darian Thompson last year when we got to the Dallas game, and I saw the way he reacted on game day. Calvin did the same thing in this past preseason game, that it was just good to see him kind of take over, and he was into it. Curtis is doing a lot for us. He's played all three positions, so plays the Mike, the Sam, and the Will. He was out there in the sub defense. So from his standpoint, he's learning a lot, but he's embracing it. And he wants it. He knows in his position that the best thing to do is to be a jack of all trades, hopefully master them all. But
you've had an opportunity now to look at your defense for 3 or so weeks here at camp. What looks different to you?
What looks different?
Different about this group this year to you?
The group from a character standpoint is very much the same, in my opinion. I mean, we have the same personalities. I think they seem to be enjoying it a little bit more this time. I think we started enjoying it toward the end of last year, too. The concern to me is just really depth and getting guys behind the starting group ready to go, and the linebacker situation that kind of has been revolving, so to speak. But I love the way these guys interact. I know you see them mostly on the field and when they're standing here doing this, but around each other, they're a fun group to. Now, it'll be a lot more fun if we're winning games, you know, because this business is only fun if you're winning, right? But they do enjoy each other. That's important.
You made a couple changes.
I mean, it's going to probably end up that way. We'll see how that works out. I mean, to me, you can only find out so much in practice and training camp. Then the next level is the preseason games. But we're not really going to know until we get to regular season. The first quarter of the regular season, to me, is figuring out who you are and what you are, you know, where everybody fits, coaches, players, everybody. So it's going to be an ongoing thing. But encouraged. Right now, with those young guys that are in those two particular spots you're talking about.
What have you seen from the defensive tackles? I mean, Hankins is a starter. And
yeah. I think, you know, I'll go to Dalvin first. I was talking with a couple of the coaches. I think Dalvin made a big jump from last week through this week. He's playing a little bit more violent. I think he's getting more comfortable with the guys he's playing with. I'm really encouraged by him. Jay has been a steady Eddie. He knows the defense he's worked on. We've always talked about him working on his footwork, and he's been doing that. And some of the other guys, we know Snacks. We know he's ingrained there and done a heck of a job. It was sad to see what happened to CB. He got hurt, and we got some other guys back there rolling through. But the rest of it's just going to have to work itself out. But those three guys right now kind of working in there at tackle.
You've been,
how much does Aguilar have to do to
earn
your trust as another good
pass
rusher?
Romeo? Yeah. Look, I had a lot of trust in him last year. You know, when JPP went down and he surfaced in that one game and then continued. And you know, you know you have trust in the guy when you give him a bunch of things to do. Like, Romeo will play what we call the joker position. He'll play tackle. Every once in a while, he'll move inside on third down. So there's some trust there. I think I talked with him the other day. I think he needs to jump it up a little bit. We need to see him do some of the things that he did a year ago that we were all impressed with. But right now, we got confidence in him as a third defensive end.
You've been working B.J. Goodson in the nickel somewhat. How are his coverage skills coming along?
Very good. He runs real well. He's embraced the whole thing. You know, being a linebacker and taking command. I love the look in his eye. Believe it or not, the other day, I said something to him, maybe a little harsh, and he responded just as harsh. Now, I like that. In a Mike linebacker. Antonio and I were talking about it. And there weren't many moments like that with AP and I, but I like that when there's a little fire in the Mike linebacker, so that's a good thing.
Who was right, yeah.
I'm always wrong when that happens, because we laughed about it after. It's a good thing.
With a veteran group, are you teaching less because you have a veteran group, or are you teaching more because you're expecting more out of
them?
Yeah,
never stray from the teaching part, to be quite honest with you. And now, they may get tired of it. They may get bored with it. But I remember somebody telling a story about Joe Montana. I can't remember who told the story. It was a coach that went in after Joe Montana had been there 8 years, 10 years, whatever, in the same system. And he was impressed that Joe Montana was still taking notes, still doing the details. That's what the great ones do. That's what good guys do. So we were always preaching the teaching and the details. And our coaches do a great job.
Are you concerned about the depth of linebacker, especially? I mean, Keenan's a guy who, I don't know if you... Is he irreplaceable as far as his pass coverage, and you don't have him available?
Yeah, we got – there's some moving pieces right there right now. Now, BJ stepped in and done some good things, but there's a lot – you know, Keenan's been nicked a little bit. JT hadn't been in there. We got some young guys. It's going to take a little while to figure that out. We've got a couple of weeks to figure it out, so.
Now that you've seen your cornerbacks play, do you feel a little bit better about the depth that you have behind the starters?
You're talking about the backup corners
yes.
and nickels? Yeah. Double D's doing a heck of a job. I mean, that's another big play today. Were you out there for the whole practice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And look, there's been some great battles. And what I like about that group of corners you're talking about, they love to compete. And you can't play that position in this league if you don't embrace competitiveness, want to be competitive. And you got to have short memory. We know that, right?
How talented is
two more guys.
Oh, I don't know.
Nah,
I wouldn't even do the whole comparison thing. I would like us to be better in the secondary than we were last year. We gave up too many explosive pass plays. That's not all the secondary, but we certainly, I know the guys feel that too. Everybody wants to get better back there.
Do you think that was a hidden issue for you guys last year, those explosive?
Yeah, they always are. When you now the explosive runs went way down. We were like third in the league on the good side of that. But the pass play, we've talked about that a lot. Now, sometimes that's me because I'll take chances and we'll pressure and they'll hit something. But there are times when that doesn't bother me because we're doing something pressure-wise to set something up later. And, okay, they got a 20-yard pass play, line up and play defense again. But we do got to eliminate those.
Do you think the added pass rushes could help in that
yeah.
sense?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was an issue. Do you expect that OB and JPP will not be out there as much this year based on what you've seen so far?
Say that again?
The snap counts we've
Oh, will they not play as much? I don't know that.
Exactly.
We'll see how. They don't like to come off the field. But we do got to keep them fresh. We have talked about it. It is a concentration. We'll see how the other guys do backed up. JPP, you don't like to come off the field, right?
Well, I love it.
You yell at me when I take you off the field, right? I'll let him take over on that note. Right, Corey? You got him now, Jason. Yeah.